direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
Monday night, the time is right for trivia. We've got 3 big hours of it tonight, and everything's up for grabs. I've got a starter question. We also have bumper stumpers. Bumper stumpers A to Z. This is our final week to working on the letter L. All the artists' first names or group names begin with the letter L. As far as questions, well, brand new question here. A survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? All right, so that means 80% aren't citing it. But nonetheless, for 20% to state this, it's pretty out there. So that's about the only clue I'll give you. But if you don't like mine, you can have yours. Any category you want, and I prove that every Monday night. We'll start it off with Bill and Bala. Welcome to WGN Radio.
If I were to respectfully request that from now on I be addressed as the crack pipe artist formerly known as Bill from Bala, would I have much luck with that?
Well, I guess I'd have to try to remember it, and that's not a given. The crack pipe artist formerly known as Bill from Bala. Okay.
Yeah, I figure if Hunter Biden can do this, what, they start at, is it starting at 75K and working their way up to a half million or something?
Well, some critics have been saying it might bring in a million. Who knows? But if you would like to be the crack pipe artist formerly known as Bill from Bala, we'll do that. Now, that's formerly. What are you doing in your current life, formerly Bill from Bala?
I haven't quite decided yet, but speaking of crack pipes, I don't know much about drugs and drug addiction because I've always been what you might charitably describe as a organic Fruit Loop. But isn't it an intrinsic part of a drug avoidance program that you throw away all your drug paraphernalia and not leave it lying around? If you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, now, this is dangerous waters we're discussing this, because I actually did lose a listener Thursday night who wrote to me after Graham had commented on Hunter's new source of income, saying that he was sick of me bashing our president and his son. So with a certain amount of trepidation, we can laugh about Hunter, but let's not talk about his dad.
Gotcha. Okay, and then speaking of listeners, I know that had a listener email you claiming that the show made her nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
Did she ever send a second email with a status update as far as, Raleigh, the show's making me a lot less nauseous than it once did, keep up the good work, or are you the unhappy recipient of more and further emails from her saying, no, the problem's only gotten worse?
No, hopefully she took advantage of Radio 101 that I always explain. One knob controls the station, the other controls the volume. Use one of them anytime the mood should strike you. So I assume she did, because I haven't heard word one.
Okay. Let me have a go at trivia here. This is a problem that rears its head and is deemed a deal breaker in, I'm sorry, did you say 30% of marriages?
20% say it's a major source of stress. Now, whether or not it's a complete deal, I don't know if it's a deal breaker, but a major source of stress, they've reported. 20% of all spouses, at least who answered this particular survey, said it was a major source of stress.
Okay. Knowing married couples as I do, it has to be one of three things. It's leaving the cap off the toothpaste.
Nope.
Toilet paper roll.
Nope.
Toilet paper feeding from the top or from the bottom, and right. Then the toilet seat.
Yeah. None of those.
Oh, drat. Okay. For the do-it-yourself category, can I have a go at Columbo trivia this week, please?
Columbo? The TV show?
Yes.
Really? You were a big fan of Columbo?
Well, you know, I never really was when he was on the idiot box, but one of my buddies, I guess he got tired of looking at them as himself, so I was actually loaned the Blu-ray set and a player, because I don't happen to have one yet. And he said, well, hey, you know, this will keep you busy for a few hours there. So I haven't seen all the episodes, but I do appreciate that it's for network TV. I think that should be a qualifier for a network TV show. It was actually a pretty decent quality.
All right. So good. The original character for Columbo, in terms of concept, was to be a smooth-talking, stylish, cultured personality. They had a first choice who turned it down. Who was it?
Oh, boy. Oh. It wasn't Cary Grant.
Nope.
Okay, I'm probably thinking of James Bond there. Wow, that is a tough one. Smooth talking, you say?
Yes, stylish, cultured.
The only guy I can think of would be William Powell.
I would have never thought this, but their first choice, and he declined it, was Bing Crosby.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, I'm guessing he declined it for the same reason he declined so many other things, for the simple reason that his main goal in life was to spend as much time as he could on the golf course.
There you are. So when Peter Falk auditioned, he obviously brought an entirely different dimension to the role. You know, his aimless chattering and scattered mannerism, disheveled appearance, and they were debating whether this would work or not, but finally they said, well, we'll give it a go, and the premiere was an instant hit, but it's not what they planned.
Wow. Well, so few things in life are what we plan, but at any rate, thanks for baffling my brains with another brain-teasing trivia question, and hopefully I'll have another go next week.
All right. Well, good to hear from the crack pipe artist formerly known as Bill from Ballot. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks again, Raleigh.
All right, so we'll get to Tom in Covington. There's room for you, too. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, like I say, any category is fine by me. So a survey taken in the late 1990s showed 20% of spouses saying this is a major source of stress in their marriages. What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? All right. Interesting story about this particular group. Of course, since it's Bumper Stumpers A to Z and we're working on letter L, it's a group whose first name begins with, well, group name begins with an L. It was on Rama, or it would have been. It was recorded for Rama in 1956. It wasn't released. This group, though, was on records coast to coast all over the place. They were one of the Budget Label singers. And don't know how much you remember the Budget Labels, but if you're a septuagenarian or older, undoubtedly you do. You'd go to your corner record store, wherever it was, and instead of buying your singles for 79 cents each or whatever, you could get one from Promenade or from Tops that would give you six, three on each side, and it would, you know, be the same 79 cents. Now, of course, the six, they would be six of the top 10 records usually, but they wouldn't be by anyone you've ever heard of. Well, in that case, this group did a number of them, not under their group name, but under whatever Tops or Promenade or many of the others that were the Budget Labels of the day would do. And some of them weren't so bad. You know, obviously, they were resings of trying to sound like the hit, and they had, non-inventive names. Like, I guess the last one that I got was probably in the 60s that I ran across on Promenade, and it one of the cuts I remember was Walk Like a Man by the Cellos, so that gives you an idea of what they were. But this group, I guess they made most of their money singing for the Budget Labels. However, when CDs came around, Love Conquers All certainly started to come out on them, so perhaps you know who they are. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. That takes us to Gary in Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh, how are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Well, I hope you're feeling better is continuing.
Well, I haven't had the fever again, so I'm a happy camper. I can't say I'm well, but I'm feeling so much better than I was. It's almost like, yeah, who cares?
I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
My guess on the trivia question is one person leaving their dirty clothes on the floor.
Well, that's interesting. That's not right.
Okay, well, and my other guess is one of them not showering as regularly as
they
probably
should. Oh, God. No, that's not it either. Neither of them are right.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe it'll narrow it down. But
yeah, maybe so. We should again mention the question. I'm glad you did. A survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. And so it's not showering or leaving their clothes on the floor. All right.
Okay. All right. And it wanted to do a chart from the early, I guess, first week of June of 72.
All right, the first week of June 72, here we go. I got it right in front of me. Number one, and you know, you get three strikes on this in the top
right.
So you'll definitely be able to do that. Then we'll see how far you go. But number one, I'll Take You There.
Staple Singers.
All right, number two, Oh Girl.
Shy Lights.
Number three, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Roberta Flack.
Four, Candyman.
Oh, God, Sammy. Dr. Hook.
Yes. Six, Morning Has Broken.
Cat Stevens.
Seven, Tumbling Dice.
Stones.
Eight, Nice to Be With You.
Oh, Gallery.
Yeah. Nine, Hot Rod Lincoln.
Commander Cody.
Yeah. 10. Look What You've Done For Me.
Oh.
Willie Mitchell wrote it. It was on high.
Well, it's not coming to me.
All right. That was Al Green. Let's keep going.
Oh, how can I forget that?
Oh, well. Okay. 11, Last Night I Didn't Get to Sleep at All.
Oh, Fifth Dimension.
Yeah. 12, Song Sung Blue.
Okay, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. 13, Little Bitty Pretty One.
Jackson 5,
I think. Yeah, you got it. 14, Walking in the Rain with the One I Love.
Oh, was that Love Unlimited Orchestra?
Yep, it sure was. 15, It's Gonna Take Some Time.
Carpenters.
Yeah. 16, Diary.
Oh, Brad.
17, Out of Space.
Billy Preston.
18, I Saw the Light.
Oh, Todd Rundgren.
Yeah. 19, Troglodyte.
Jimmy Castor Bunch.
20, I gotcha.
Joe Tex.
21, betcha by golly, wow.
Stylistics.
22, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Paul Simon.
23, Amazing Grace.
Oh, Judy Collins.
No, and actually, I wouldn't have gotten this either. It's come up before, but it is Amazing Grace by the Pipes and Drums and the Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragon Guards.
Oh, I do remember hearing that, but I tried to avoid it as
well.
Much
yeah,
as I
that's
could.
It's an exercise song. You reach to change the station. You hit that button
yeah.
in record time. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly right.
That's 24. You've got another one, so let's see, because it's three strikes. 24, Taxi.
Harry Chapin.
25, Slipping in the Darkness.
War.
26, Lean on Me.
Bill Withers.
27, I Need You.
This could be it. And I know it, too.
Oh, you know it.
Tell me.
You know it. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be ashamed. Nobody should have to know America. But, hey.
I don't feel so bad.
No, exactly. You made it through the top 10, so you're a winner. Hang on, Gary.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So, yeah, Gary's a winner, and that's charts. And the nice thing about charts is you get to pick your week and month and year, whatever you want. And, you know, sky's the limit. I can do it pretty much, at least to 2000, maybe to 2010, I don't know. But going back, well, certainly as far back as 1955. All right, so we'll get to Tom from Covington. We got Rich. And he is driving the highways and byways in the semi. And we'll see what he's up to as well. And we have a question. Yes, a survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses saying this is a major source of stress in their marriages. What? Well, actually, I think we'll have time to get Rich's guess in there. So, Rich, what do you think?
This is just a real quick guess. I know you're short on time, but money would be the obvious one, but you said it was kind of out there.
Well,
how
yeah.
about it, the advent of internet chat rooms?
Oh, I like that. It's not right. But, yeah, money's probably way more than 20%. So we're only talking about 20% are saying this. And this survey
right.
was taken in the late 1990s, so I don't think there were chat rooms.
Yeah, I think there was, like, on Yahoo and that. There was different ones,
you know,
different chat sites.
We were still looking at CompuSoc and all that kind of stuff, but, you know.
right.
Yeah, but in any event, nope, not that.
Okay, have a good evening. Hope you're feeling a little bit better anyway.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
it. Sounds like
that.
It.
Yes, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, so lots of lingering complications, but, you know, no fever, and so consequently I feel awake, and that alone is worth everything. So we'll get to Tom in Covington, and there's room for you, too. And, yes, I've got a question out there. I'll have another bumper stumper, too. I think it's an easy one. Well, of course, I think that about a lot of them. But a survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? Again, it's only 20%, so it's not going to be the obvious money and sex. But this one, maybe this is out there. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it is a problem with 20%. I never would have listed it. All right, so I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Big diamonds, big blue diamonds on her finger.
Raleigh James Bumper Stumpers A to Z on Monday Night Trivia. All the artists' first names or group names begin with the letter L. This is an L, and this actually was originally released in 1950. Red Perkins released it, and probably the best charting version was a country version in 1972 by Jackie Ward. But in 1962, a decade earlier, this hit maker had it. And though it wasn't a hit, in fact, it was a flip side of a record that also wasn't a hit, you should know who he is. 888-876-5593. So, we have a question. A survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? Diane in Chicago, what do you think?
Hi, I thought maybe air conditioning or the temperature differences.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Like... Yeah, no, that's not right, but I could see that.
Oh, okay. All right, toothpaste. You know, the old thing about toothpaste tube, you know, not covering the toothpaste tube.
No toothpaste related items.
Okay, how about taste in TV shows?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's not it either.
Okay, and how about times of bedtime habits, like going to bed earlier or later?
Oh, that's not it either. All those are very valid.
Okay. Well, anyway, good to hear that you're okay. You're feeling well, and thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Diane. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, so we'll get to Tom in Covington. Then we got Chad in Louisville, and there's room for you, too.
888-876-5593. I need a guy that I can call my baby. The kind of guy that treats me like a lady. When I call him on the telephone, don't care how late, he's always at home. Anytime I need his love, you know who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking about my baby. Nobody but my baby.
James Bumper Stumpers A to Z. All the artists' first names or group names begin with the letter L, including this group. They were on Carnival. Yeah, so you know I love them. Yeah, Carnival. Solid soul sounds from New Jersey. That's what it says right on the label. All right, well, why not? And they were just terrific. Yeah, the Manhattans were on them and so much more. All right, so 888-876-5593. Tom is in Covington. Hello, Tom.
Well, hello, Raleigh. The previous bumper sounded like Little Willie John.
All right. We have a winner. You don't even have to go further. You've done it.
And I didn't hear anything Thursday night. I would have got a kick out of hearing whoever that was. I have a suggestion for people who are that thin-skinned that they just pull the plug out of the TV and the radio.
Yeah. Well, and that's fine. You know, I try to keep it non-political because I think that people sort of need a haven and a respite from everything they're hearing during the day and everywhere else. But that said, it's just never occurred to me that, you know, I would base my listening habits on what somebody's political opinion was either way. Like I mentioned before, some of my favorite lyrics are by people who are, you know, damn near unabashed communists, but the lyrics are great, so fine. But some people, especially now, they're just heating up to the point where, man, you say one negative thing, or you allow somebody to say one negative thing about, quote unquote, our president, they just go ballistic.
Oh, yeah. I've got a cousin who didn't appreciate the fact that she had the same birthday as Donald Trump because she's a Trump hater.
Well, and, you know, I mean, it's become very, very vitriolic. And like I say, I guess I don't have any skin in the game from the standpoint, I don't care if you like him or you don't like him. As far as president, I loved him because he did everything he said he'd do, and nobody else did that. But I certainly understand there's a lot of people who bristle because of his demeanor. I get that. But, you know, we'll try to keep it non-political at night just to make it a haven.
Yeah, but you can't avoid everything.
Well, you're not going to avoid everything. And, you know, that's fine. I'm glad the guy wrote to me rather than called, because he obviously is using Radio 101 and just changing the station. That's the thing to do.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing there's no smell involved with radio and TV.
Yeah, well, there is that, too.
It would really bum out a lot of people.
Yeah, well... So, you know, hey, I wish him the best, and he was very polite when he basically said he's never going to listen again. I get that. That's fine.
Well, that's his choice.
Yes, it is. You betcha. All right, well, you are a winner. That's your choice to hang on. We'll get you, have to make sure John has that address. I'm sure he does, but just in case, don't go away. All right, and then we'll pick it up with Chad in Louisville. We're going to do charts, 1968. And more coming up. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, a survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? Now, again, it's 20%. That means 80% aren't citing this. But I still say, for this, 20%? Really? Major source of stress? All right. We can talk about it once you determine what it is. Coming up on WGN Radio.
The echoes keep calling me. The echoes keep calling me. The echoes keep calling me. Wonder who could it be? The echoes keep calling me. The echoes keep calling me. The echoes keep calling me. Wonder who could it be?
Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter L. All the artists' first names start with an L. Could be Little, as far as that goes, as we just proved with Tom from Covington, who knew his little Willie John. All right, well, actually, this is another Little, and you should know as well, because he did have one well-known hit, as far as that goes. Well, I'll use the term loosely. Sounded a lot like this, actually. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, a survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? All right, so we've got Chad in Louisville. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. I'm glad to hear you're feeling a little bit better.
Thanks.
Definitely. And, enjoy looking forward to trivia here. We're, I think I told John June of 68 because I'm sitting there thinking it's June, but it's actually July, but it doesn't matter. Either one.
Well, I'll do either one. You can even pick the week. You just tell me.
Let's do July, whatever, I guess the 12th, 13th,
right,
whatever
yeah.
This week would be.
July 13th. Number one, this guy's in love with you.
Oh, Herb Alpert?
Yeah, number two, the horse.
Oh, Cliff Noble.
Number three, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Rolling Stone.
Four, Lady Willpower.
Gary Puckett, Union Gap.
Five, Grazin' in the Grass.
Oh, wasn't him yet, it was the first one. UMass Kayla?
Yep. Six, The Look of Love.
Sergio Mendez, Brazil, 66.
Yep. Seven, Angel of the Morning.
Oh, God. Marilee Rush.
Yeah. Eight, Stone Soul Picnic.
Oh, Fifth Dimension. I like them.
Yeah. 9, Here Come the Judge.
Probably Shorty Long.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
10, Indian Lake.
Oh, Cow Sales.
And as you got the whole top 10, congratulations, you're already a winner. Let's see how far you go. 11, Reach Out of the Darkness.
Friend and Lover.
12, Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Oh, Donovan.
13, Moni Moni.
Tommy James, Shondell.
14, MacArthur Park.
Oh, God. I've blown that song from my mind so much, I don't even know if I know who did it.
It's to your credit if you don't.
Actually, I don't, because I just, oh, God.
Yes, Richard Harris.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, we all loved it, because it was 7 minutes and 13 seconds long. There's not a better bathroom record that charted.
And so, that's what Joe Donovan would say. Oh, yeah. Bathroom record.
That is the best bathroom record ever. I mean, next to that might be the record of Edmund Fitzgerald, but that wasn't nearly as long. All right.
Or
so,
Hey Dude.
Well, yeah. Oh, God, I hated that song. Okay. 15, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Oh, the Ohio Express.
Yeah. 16, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
17, yeah. I Love You.
Oh, The People. I like that song.
18, Think.
Ah, Aretha Franklin.
19, D.W. Washburn.
That was The Monkees, their last real hit.
Yeah. 20, She's a Heartbreaker.
Oh, my favorite Gene Pitney song.
Yeah.
Love it.
21, Turn Around, Look at Me.
Oh, The Bogues. I like them.
22, Hello, I Love You.
Doors.
Yes. 23, Never Give You Up.
Oh.
No, don't blow this. This is a Chicago record.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I know it. Yeah. Give You Up.
He became an alderman here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For years.
I can hear it.
He used to be with the.
He
used
good, to be, but I can hear it.
Used to be with the Impressions.
I thought it was Mayfield.
No. You give up? You give up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jerry Butler.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. All right, so 24, here we go again. Here come the judge.
This must be Pygmy Markham's version.
Yes, it is. And you know there is a third. I don't know if it's going to be on this chart, but there is a third.
That I didn't know.
The Magistrates. Yeah, I don't think it's on this chart, though. Let's see. 25, You Keep Me Hanging On.
Oh, Vanilla Fudge.
And actually, it isn't the Vanilla Fudge version.
Oh.
It's the Joe Simon version.
Oh, wow. I've never heard his version. Holy cow.
Yeah. So 26, 26 Choo Choo Train.
Oh, Box Top.
Yeah. 27 Pictures of Matt Stickman.
Status Quo.
28 Sky Pilot.
Ah, The Animals.
No, Sky Pilot. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, right, because I always say Eric Burden and the Animals, but we'll take it as the Animals. Sure, why not? Okay. All right, 29, Classical Gas.
Oh, Mason Williams.
30, Some Things You Never Get Used To.
Supremes.
Doing better than me, I wouldn't on that. 31.
You never hear that one anymore.
How'd We Ever Get This Way?
Oh, that was number one in Louisville, Andy Kim.
Yeah, 32, Folsom Prison Blues.
Johnny Cash.
33, Lick and Stick.
Ooh, there you got me. I don't even know that one.
James Brown. And I got you
that's a crying shame. The oldie stations only played 2 songs by him. What a joke.
Well, I agree with you. But we stopped just in time because 34 was Tiptoe Through the Tulip. So it was going downhill, yes. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Let's confirm that address and thank you.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. So good deal. It's as simple as that. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Joe is in Rhode Island. How's it going, Joe?
Hi, Jane.
I'm Raleigh. You're Joe.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going? Glad to hear you're on the upside.
Thanks. So what are we going to do with you?
Got a couple of songs. I have a hair song called The 81.
Oh, of course, Candy and the Kisses. I love that song.
Right. And what about, this was a big hit in New England. I don't know how high it charted nationally, No Good to Cry.
Oh, okay.
By the Wild Weeds.
Yeah, I've got that.
And let's see, There Is, that's too easy for you. There Is.
Oh, right? There Is, you mean the Dells?
The Dells, right. And I got one other one, New York's a Lonely Town.
Oh,
you
yeah,
the
Trade Winds.
Right, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. By the Trade Winds, actually, which I think was just Anders and Poncia, but my favorite by them was Mind Excursion.
Yeah, right, I remember that one. Yeah,
yeah,
they were from southern New England,
yeah.
My area.
Yeah, it was, like I say, Anders and Poncia. They were the Trade Winds.
Right. I asked the screener if you could try to stump me with some of the hits, top 40 hits. In Reverb, with a lot of jingles, that was going on at the time.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if I can do it that way. You pick a year, and we'll try.
No, I thought he gave it to you.
Oh, no. What you want?
Yeah, he said, like, the summertime of 67.
Okay. You want to do charts or audio?
Charts.
Okay. Hang on. We'll do the summertime of 1967 in about 5 minutes. Don't go away. We'll pick it up right there on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Freedom of summer on the Miracle Mile. And if it's a love that we're trying to run from, we know that we can't escape. Because the joy in your eyes reminds me it's still not too late. You're one in a million, yeah, that's what you are. A lifetime before us, my heart keeps telling me that this is a start. Girl, hear me out today, I'll make it worth it to you, girl, if you stay. You're too good to be true, but good things come to those that wait. Hey, and we just gotta make up for the lost time. We gotta let it start from.
I'm Raleigh James, and this guy, well, if you're into East L.A. oldies, so he's very familiar. He was the lead singer of probably the biggest group in East L.A., so that's about the only hint you'll get. Later joined the ministry and was not singing for a number of years. Then about 2000, came back, started to sing again, and we're all grateful for that. I thought it was just terrific. So, 888-876-5593. The other hint, of course, is it's a little, yeah. We're doing Bumpers Numbers A to Z, the last week for L's, and all the artists' first names or group names begin with an L. This is a guy who is a little something, little who. All right, so 888-876-5593. We also have a question out there, a survey taken in the late 1990s. 20% of spouses said that this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? And if you don't like my questions and you don't like my bumpers, you can have your own categories. We're proving that with Joe from Rhode Island. We're doing charts, actually. And we're going to do this week in 1967. That would be the week of July. July what? July 15th, the week ending July 15th. So, Joe, you're still with us?
Yes.
All right.
I'm here, Raleigh.
So, we're ready. Okay, so these are the National Billboard Hot 100 charts. I assume you wanted Billboard and not Cashbox.
Not much difference, was there?
Well, I always thought Cashbox a little better and more R&B on it, but Cashbox really used a lot more jukebox sales, you know, tabulation, jukebox play, than they did anything else.
Are they still in existence?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, not for years. Okay, so, but I got the charts in any event. But we'll do Billboard. So number one, Windy.
Association.
Number two, A Little Bit of Soul.
Little Bit of Soul.
Yeah, you remember Little Bit of Soul?
Yeah, I remember the song, definitely.
Yeah, who did it?
Music Explosion.
There you go. All right, so then number three, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Four Seasons?
Well, that's close. Come on, you can
Frankie Valli.
Yes, absolutely. Four, San Francisco, Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair.
Scott McKenzie?
Yeah. Five, Don't Sleep in the Subway.
Petula Clark.
Six, Come On Down to My Boat.
Every Mother's Son, I believe.
Yep. Seven, Up, Up, and Away.
Fifth Dimension.
Eight, Light My Fire.
The Doors.
Nine, Come On, Marianne.
Come on, Marianne. Oh, man.
Come on, you said it before. You can do this.
Oh, man. Come on, Marianne. Marianne, Marianne. Come on, Marianne. Not Carrie Ann. No, Carrie Ann is a Hollies.
Yeah, Carrie Ann was the Hollies.
Yeah.
So I should probably find this for you and play you some of it. Then you'll know right away if I do that. Be painful for the rest of us, but I'm willing. All right. So let's see here. Let me find them here, because I know, unfortunately, I've got them. So let's see here. Here, I think. Well, that's interesting. They're not showing up on this. Well. That's fascinating. Why aren't they on this computer? They should have been, because this was a hit. No, they're not on this computer. Well, thank God. Are you giving up on that? Remember, it doesn't matter because it's three strikes.
I know the song.
And like I said, you said it before.
I said it before.
You did.
Come on, Marianne. Come. Oh, so it had to be a performer whose name I already mentioned on another. Not the Four Seasons.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
All right. So, number 10, Whiter Shade of Pale.
Procol Harum.
Yes, yes. Well, you've won. Now, let's see how far you're going to go. 11 is, let's see, what is 11 here? 11 is I Was Made to Love Her.
Stevie Wonder.
12, White Rabbit.
Jefferson Airplane.
13, Tracks of My Tears.
I think it was Smokey Robinson of the Miracles.
Well, this is the 1967 version, though. It was a guy who loved R&B, though. He certainly didn't qualify as an R&B singer. He did have an R&B label, though.
Oh, Johnny Rivers.
There you go. 14, Society's Child.
Janice Ian.
Yeah. 15, Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again.
That's kind of hard.
That charted at number...
Number 15, yes.
Here We Go Again.
Yeah.
Mercy.
All right, so let's see if I got that one on this computer. It should be. I don't know why Come On Marianne wasn't, but I guess it's a gift from God that I didn't have to play it. But let's see. This should be. Let's see here. All right. Come on to me. Come on. All right. Here We Go Again. Yeah, here we are. All right. All right, so you'll get it right away when you hear him. I know that. So here we are.
Probably.
Here we go.
Oh, Ray Charles.
Yeah, of course. All right, 16, Let's Live for Today.
Grassroots.
Yeah. 17, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Buckingham's.
18, Alfie.
Alfie. I was going to say Michael Caine, but that was the movie, the star of the movie.
Oh, you know this.
Alfie, Dionne Warwick.
Of course. 19, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
You can do this.
Marvin Gaye?
And?
No.
Marvin Gaye and?
Tammy Terrell?
Of course. 20, I Take It Back.
Oh, mercy. I Take It Back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you got me on,
think think country. All right, let me have you hear a little of her too, but like I say, sometimes it's to your credit when you're not getting these. But let's see. You might. So
here he comes now. got to tell him somehow. I could put it off till later, but it's best I do it now. Baby, listen to me, there is something I must try to say. I put it off so long, but I decided that today is the day. My love for you is dying.
See, the production should make you think of Single Girl, which was her biggest hit.
Sandy Posey?
Absolutely. All right, so we're staying with country here at 21, Jackson.
Jackson?
Yeah, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
Right, right, I recall that. We got married, Jackson. Was it a group?
It was a duo. Someone and someone. She had hits on her own as well. He was well known for producing. Well, maybe not well known, but he should have been. But
not Dolly Parton and Porter Wagner.
Oh, God, no. No. Let you have a little of Jackson here. You should.
We got married.
Yeah. We've been talking about Jackson. Yes, all right, here we go.
Fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Talking man, make a big fool of yourself, yeah, yeah.
All right, so who are they?
It's not Loretta Lynn and somebody, is it?
No. I'll give you the big giveaway. They were on Reprise.
Oh, not, that was Frank and Nancy.
Well, no, well, Frank wasn't in it. No.
Oh, Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood.
All right, geez, I tell you what. All right, so 22 Soul Finger.
22 Soul Finger.
Yeah, number 22, Soul Finger.
Star?
No. Soul Finger was the Bar K's.
Oh, instrumental.
Well, yeah. So, let's see. There's not. We'll go to 25 and see. 23 is Don't Go Out Into the Rain, You're Gonna Melt.
Don't Go Out to the Rain, You're Gonna Melt.
It's to your credit.
It's not country, was it?
No. It's to your credit if you don't know what this is.
Oh, man.
All right, so.
Don't go out in the rain, you're going to melt.
Yeah, you probably.
I'm thinking the rain. No, that was the Cousels, the rain in the park. Yeah.
No.
Of course not. It's...
All right, so we'll have you hear a little of them as well and see what you do.
Don't go out into the rain, you're going to melt. Sugar, hello. Come and sit here by the fire for a spell. Sugar, how?
Give up?
I give up, yeah.
Herman's Hermits.
Oh, not one of their bigger ones.
You see, I'll say. 24, Step Out of Your Mind.
Step Out of Your Mind.
Yeah, I see you know the big ones, but...
Step out of the,
All right, so you need...
Not the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
No, you need to hear a little of them, too, I guess.
You gotta get out of your head. You gotta step out of your mind. You gotta be able to bend your brain if you wanna get on in this world. And you got to be just a little insane if you wanna get on in this world.
So what do you think?
It wasn't the Amboy Dukes, was it?
Well, it does start with an A. You got that part right. There is an A, absolutely. No Amboy Dukes, and thank God. But I have my limits.
No. Begins with an A.
Begins with an A. It's two words, just like Amboy Dukes would be.
American breed?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And they were from Cicero, Illinois. They started out as Suburban Gary and the Chicago Night Lights, and they later went on, some of the members went on to form Rufus. All right, so yes, the American breed. All right, so 25, this will be your last one, and not that it matters, is More Love.
More Love?
More Love. Mm.
I don't know the song. It's a male, right?
Well, or you could decide it's a group or a male with a group. Well, this will narrow it down, I think. Alright, so that should be a giveaway. Hello, operator.
Yeah, I'm here. Not the Miracles.
Yeah, well, Smokey Robinson and the You Betcha. Alright, but you got the top ten, so you knew the big ones.
Oh, so I win the
you win
the $1,000 contest.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. You win something that's not worth the postage it takes to get it to you. But hang on and we'll do that nonetheless. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. All right.
One last thing, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Do you think there is any radio station left in the United States that has a live all-night disc jockey?
Local, you mean?
In other words, a local station with a local person, not voice track, just, you know.
No, I know, right, and not national, not like the dreaded coast to coast. I'm trying to think who has live overnights, if anybody left.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you could be right. Well, wait a minute. Well, you're right there in Rhode Island. What is BZ doing at night now?
BZ right now is all, iHeart, Clear Channel, iHeart, whatever you call them. They are all news. They have a talk show from 8 to midnight. The rest of the day, it's all news, and at night, it's overnight news, but it's recorded, with the exception of traffic and weather.
Okay. Yeah, I would assume that, I was going to mention some of the other CBS stations, but I would assume with Odyssey that they are now, that there's nobody. Well, that's a great question. Who does live overnight radio locally? All right, so I put that out there. Hopefully somebody is listening who might know of somebody, but so, as we're speaking, that's horrible to say, just horrible to say. But I know, it breaks my heart.
Where's the reverberation going? Pam's jingles?
Well, that might be okay. I don't know. After Sonobox, Pam kind of lost me. But, and some of that processing it certainly led to FM's rise. But in any event, that's a great question, because there's a ton of people who are floating through my mind as we talk, and one by one I'm going, nope, not anymore. So that's a great question. All right, well, hang on, Joe. Maybe we'll get an answer, but I'm afraid there is no answer,
thank you,
and that's
Raleigh.
The saddest part.
Okay, thanks
for
the contest.
Yeah, all right, so Joe is absolutely right. So, yeah, that does break my heart, but I can't think of anybody. Can you? 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
One man's poison is another man's meat. What's good for Johnny would kill for me. I'm good at loving, so make no mistake. I was his gravy, but I'm your steak. Kiss me, baby, hold me tight. Everything's gonna be all right. One man's failure is another man's fault. One man's sin saves
another soul. One man's evil's another man's cure. I was his vice, but I'm your cure. Kiss me, baby, hold me tight. I want your sweet loving tonight. Don't pass up a good thing, baby, 'cause I heard another guy.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on letter L for the last time. Yes, final group of those. And all the artists' first names or group names begin with the letter L. In this case, it is a female artist. Her first and last name both begin with the letter L. It is a Chicago record on Wonderful. So who is she? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And takes us to Ken in Chicago. How's it going, Ken?
Hi, Raleigh. I just turned on your radio now because I was over at my mom's. How are you feeling?
You know, I have not gotten any more fever, so from that standpoint,
glad.
Yeah. So still still battling it, but yeah, better. So how's your mom?
She's 87. She's got a lot of issues. She's having slight dementia and Alzheimer's. So she has her good and bad days. Today was a bad day because she was seeing, you know, and because she's on some pain medication, so she gets a little, somebody that's not there, you know, saying somebody's here, what's that person doing here? So I confront her and say, it's okay, it'll pass.
Mm.
It's just the medication. So I just be there for her.
Yeah,
so
that's you know, doing that means so much.
It does.
Yes.
It does.
Yes, there's not a greater gift you could give her.
Yeah, and I love her so much, and I live across the street, and my younger brother lives with her.
Good.
So can I request two songs for tomorrow for Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lady Blue, I forget the artist.
Okay, I know who that is.
And Always and Forever, Heat Wave.
Always, and Heat Wave.
And okay. That's it.
All right. Yes, all absolutely. Right. I will be happy to do that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks. All right, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Raleigh.
So now, here's the deal about trivia. In order to play it, and this is your request, we do trivia because it's our most requested show. I'm not sure what that says about me, but it is. But in order to play trivia, we need callers. Right now, we have a dearth of them. So I'm bleeding out to you, imploring you to call. 888-876-5593. I've got a question out there. A survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? If you don't like my question, you can have your own category, and we've proven it tonight as we do every Monday night. It doesn't matter what it is. If you know something about something, well, we can talk about it. Now, on the other hand, if you don't call, well, I got a new issue of In Touch. John Travolta tells all. That's right, slime from the checkout line. Yes, we could devolve to tabloids in a heartbeat. Scientology's worst nightmare. Well, what have we here? Yeah, I'd say start dialing 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WFGN Radio. I'm Molly James. Well, that's beach music, that's for sure. And it charted, too, nationally on the R&B charts anyway. And that was 1977 on Goldmine. Got to number 57 on the R&B charts. But you should know, Bumper's numbers A to Z. Everything starts with an L. This is a group, so the group name starts with an L. All right, so Fran in Austin is joining us. Welcome to WGN Radio, Fran.
Hey there. I just decided to, since you had a dearth of callers, I thought, we can't have that. I wasn't going to call tonight, but here I am.
and God bless you for it. You have no idea. Yes, much appreciated. All right, so we're going to do charts, and we're going to do July of 69.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God. Number one. Oh, wait until you hear it. Number one in the year 2525.
Oh, my God, Zinkern Evans.
Yes. Actually, if I gave you the real title of the record, you might not know. The title of that record is Exordium and Terminus.
Oh, my God, I've never heard it called that.
Exactly. Exactly. I think on later releases, they put that in parentheses and put In the Year 2525 as the title. All right.
The song's bad enough as it is.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a perfect drinking song, though, as far as that goes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can see it late at night in Odessa, maybe. So, okay.
Right.
Number two, Spinning Wheel.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yes. Number three, Good Morning, Starshine.
Oliver?
Yep. Number four, Love okay. Theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I know it, but I don't know who
it's
did
to your credit. That would be Henry Mancini, but that's all right. Number five.
Okay.
One.
All right.
Yeah, number five is One.
Three Dog Night?
Yep. Six, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Oh, Tommy James and the Shondells, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seven, Bad Moon Rising.
Creedence.
Yes, there's a bathroom on the right. Number eight.
Yeah.
The Ballad of John and Yoko.
John Lennon.
Okay, well, the Beatles, but good enough.
The Beatles, okay. Sorry
good
about
enough.
That.
Nine, Cut a Hymn Father.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you can do
I
this.
I like that song, too.
Yeah.
I like that song, too, and I can't think.
It was on Metro Media.
Oh, I'm stumped.
The Winstons.
Oh, shoot. We just heard, you just played that last week.
I did. Yeah, absolutely. Talked about it, too. Number 10, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
Does it take... Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm messing up.
Oh, God, three strikes, you are out. It's Junior Walker.
I am.
Junior
I'm
Walker.
Sorry?
I said Junior Walker on the All-Stars.
Okay. Well, I guess Gary's the winner of the family today.
Well, there you are. But I can't tell you how glad I am you called. Thank you, Fran.
Sure. Thanks,
Raleigh.
Right,
appreciate
Bye.
It. All right. And we'll pick it up right there. We got Leah and Marcus Hook. We got Lisa and Dundee. We got James. So there's room for you, too. And we got the question. The question. A survey taken late 1990s. 20% of spouses saying this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Kind of a girl, I want you, baby. Come on into my world. Now you, you're one of the things that happiness means. You're the girl that makes my heart sing. You're so young, but you're so true. And for a young girl, that's hard to do. You're so young, and you're so fly. And you're showing up, you caught my eye. Just about any man with the switch of a hip and the wave of your hand. But when they flirt, you say that I'm your man. And that's the kind of loving that I understand. You're so young, but you're so true. And I'm so much in love with you. You're so young, but you're so fly.
Chicago Soul, WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? 1970 on Brunswick. You should know this. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter L, so it's a group whose first name begins with an L. Yes, it's a two-named group. Yeah, first one begins with an L. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, that takes us to Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
Doing better, I think.
Good, good.
Thanks.
I'm going to try your trivia question, although I know it's probably something more minor than, you know, important. My first thought was a blended family or stepchildren. That was my first thought, but that's probably not it. So then I started thinking maybe, does it have to do with chores, like how you load a dishwasher or...
Nope.
Who uses the remote?
Nope.
Or leaving lights on all over the house when you don't need to?
Nope.
No. Am I getting warm or am I cold?
Nope. Yeah, it's one of those where I said 20% say this is a major...
I know, it's something really minor.
Yeah,
but
even for 20% to say this, I'm like, what are these people about? And who knows?
Oh, darn it. Is it going to be a holdover, you think?
I don't know. Do you want it to be?
Oh, I don't know. That causes me stress then.
Oh, no, we don't want that. We don't want that.
During the week, maybe just give James a few more minutes.
Right, yes, exactly. Yeah, he'll be up.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's it. What about, could I request a song for later on in the week?
Absolutely. We're playing two for you tomorrow from
I heard Ken.
Yeah, so what would you like to hear?
Well, I'd like to hear, if you don't hate it, is Strawberry Letter 23 by Brother Shelton.
Oh, I don't hate it. Absolutely not.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, I had the 45, and the cover smelled like strawberries.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a lot to promote that. Yeah, that was, I believe that was 1977. I was in Durham playing that record. Yes.
That's a good song.
I will be happy to do that. Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right.
Bye.
So, good deal. Yeah. No, that's a great record, Strawberry Letter 23. All right. So, Leah in Marcus Hook, what's up tonight, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm so glad to hear you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, how is your arm?
It's better. You know, I found, Albert found an old Darva set.
Uh-huh.
And I took it, and it actually made my arm a lot better.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, but that only lasts a few hours there, so it has.
Yeah, but it's had a lingering effect. I can actually move my arm now, and that was yesterday, and my arm actually feels a lot better now.
Well, thank God, my God. So it was still bothering you till yesterday. Jeez.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's actually only 50% better. But
oh, jeez.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal. The lump is gone, but it's still only like 50% better.
I don't know.
And now they're talking booster shots.
Yeah, well,
so I don't even.
Doesn't mean you have to get one, but
I know. But
yeah.
So I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, though. Has your fever gone down?
Yeah, that's why I'm feeling better. I mean, the other stuff is still a problem, but the fact that the fever broke, I feel like a human again.
Oh, yeah, because your fever always goes up at night anyway, and that's when you do your show. So,
well,
you know,
it's interesting. I think my circadian rhythms are probably crazy, but mine used to really start at about 4 in the afternoon. It would rise. So,
yeah.
And then by
towards the evening, it would go up. Yeah.
Right, but by showtime, it usually had receded somewhat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very much that way. But like I say, Thursday was the last time I had any. And Thursday night while I was doing the show, I thought, I'm starting to feel better. And it hadn't come back yet. Now, all the other stuff, that's still a mess and I'll have to deal with it. But at least I don't have fever.
Okay, good. Well, I was going to try that chart thingy that you do with people.
Yeah. So
the year of, the week of June 26th in the year of 1976.
All right. 1976.
Now, how exactly does it work again? Because I don't really pay attention when people do it that much because it... I mean, sometimes I get the songs, like when the guy from Rhode Island called, and what was his name? I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Joe from Rhode Island.
Oh, Joe. Okay, Joe from Rhode Island called, and he did like 1967. Mm. I was getting a lot of them, okay? Yeah. So now I don't know if I should, well, I'll see. I'll do 75.
And you
I was
won.
Getting a lot of them, and I was very little in 67, okay, so I don't know how I was getting them.
You said June 26, 76, or do you want 75?
76.
Okay, June 26.
That was an
76.
Important year for me. That was the summer of 76 was important.
Oh, yes.
Time for me. So I hope it'll bring me good luck. Yeah.
Oh, I do too. I was in Louisville. Okay, so playing all these horrible records. All right, number one, silly love songs.
Look around me and I see it isn't so. Oh no. Wings?
Yep. Number two, Get Up and Boogie.
Oh no, not disco.
Well, I can't help it. You picked the week, I didn't.
I know, but I was just thinking, I didn't even trip on disco would be on it.
I can
Casey and Sunshine Band?
No. I can find the chart for you here. And no, I can't. I don't have that song on here. I know I don't. All right. No, Get Up and Boogie was the Silver Convention.
Okay. Well, how many wrong ones do I get before I'm out?
As long as you don't get more than three out of the top 10 wrong. So three strikes and you're out in the top 10. That says you're doing good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number three, Misty Blue.
Yellow?
Dorothy Moore? Yeah.
I guess I don't know that song.
Number four, Sarah Smile.
Oh, Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Number five, Shop Around.
Shop Around. Oh, what was her name? Oh, God.
It's a duo.
Oh, it's a duo.
Oh, yes. It's a remake of The Miracles, of course, and it's a duo. Someone and Someone. The Someone and Someone.
The Someone and Someone.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say Ashford and Simpson, so I guess it's not them.
Nope. The Someone and Someone.
Okay, I'm really bad at this, I guess.
Well, that would have been The Captain and Tony Tennille.
And Tennille.
Yeah. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll pick it up right there. Yeah,
okay.
We've got another hour of this playing trivia, hopefully with you. We'll get to James on the south side and his guesses, and there's plenty of room for you, too. I'll review all the questions, and you can have your own category. And we'll see how Leah does with the rest of June 26th of 1976, coming up on WGN Radio.
You got to have rock and roll deep in your heart. It's got to be rock and roll before you start. So when temptation tries to move your soul, rocks of love won't let you roll. When idle gossip pulls your arm and the counsel of doubt begins to form, rock and roll will weather the storm. You got
James. Well, that one might be a little hard, but maybe not. It's on King, major label, 1955. Who was she? 888-876-5593. Now, since its bumper stumper is A to Z, and we're working on L for the final week, her first name begins with an L. That's about the only clue you're going to get. Now, before we get back to Leah, which we will hear in a moment, Wesley in Chicago said he heard a bumper that he knows. Oh, good. So, Wesley, what'd you hear?
Oh, good evening, Juan. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks.
I heard Cheaters Never Win.
Yeah, and that is by?
And it's by Love Committee.
Of course it is. We have a winner.
And I'm sure you know this. Ron Tyson is the writer of that song.
Yeah.
Ron Tyson, the same Ron Tyson that sings now with the Temptations.
Yes.
And he's the second longest member of the Temptations ever.
Wow. Now that I didn't know. Time gets away from you.
He's been with the Temptations longer than any other member who's ever been to Temptations, with an exception of Otis Williams.
Wow.
The founder now.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, well, Cheaters Never Win was a huge beach music hit in the Carolinas, but really didn't get much action anywhere else.
Thing about it, it became a big hit, at least in the black neighborhood, because it's a Steppers record.
Ah, okay.
Steppers loved that record, especially the long 12-inch disc.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that, so I learned something, too.
Yeah.
Good.
That's a real good Steppers record.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're a winner. Let's get your address again. We'll get you something. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so Wesley knew. All right, now back to Leah and Marcus Hook. We are trying to get through June 26th of 1976, the Billboard Hot 100. We've gotten through, done the first five, so we're at number six. And, oh, you'll hate it because it is a disco record again. More.
Oh, I think that was a woman,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What was her name?
Something-something Connection.
Oh, I thought it was...
It is a woman. It is a woman.
Yeah, but...
You can do this. I'm trying to think.
I really can't because unlike politics on your show, disco is what makes me nauseous.
Okay, well that would be the Andrea True connection. Although this next song is so bad, it almost universally gets votes on the World Worst Hit Records. So here you go, Afternoon Delight.
Oh, Starflight or Starfleet or something.
Starland. Give me the rest.
Starland Express.
No, Starland. It's three words. The last word's band. So Starland blank band.
Express band, Starland. I'll see. I don't know. I'm terrible at this.
Starland vocal band. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know all the words to the song, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
Well, that is unfortunate, yes. All right. Love Hangover is number eight.
Love Hangover. Mm-mm. No.
That would be Diana Ross. Number nine is I'll Be Good to You. You're not going to know that. It's Brothers Johnson. Number 10, Kiss and Say Goodbye.
Mm-mm.
The Manhattans. All right. So what we need to do is pick another week. Because clearly, the summer of 76, you'll have to pick a non-disco week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call back next week and pick like a early 70s before disco came about, before the hell that was disco came to be, okay?
All right, then. Very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Leah.
I'm glad you are, too.
Well, thanks.
It's so good to hear you laughing again.
Yeah, appreciate that. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So there you have it. Now, with trivia, you can answer my questions. You can have your own questions. You can have your own categories. You can recognize the bumpers. Hey, there's many ways to make you a winner. And, of course, our question out there, a survey taken in the late 1990s, 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What? And we'll go to James in the South Side. And I've decided, James, after getting several emails about you, we're going to limit you to half a dozen at a time.
Okay. 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 We're, Okay, we'll go with the top six on my
list. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go with conflicting work sketch.
Nope. Next two.
Okay, we'll go with I was going to say dang the budget, but that's the financial. That's a much would be a much higher.
You're rate. So right. So you're right. Money would be much higher. This is 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage. So we know it's not money, and we know it's not sex.
Yeah. Yeah, those are usually two that usually compete for the top honor.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go with health issues.
Nope. That's three.
Okay, we'll go with weekend. Okay, planning vacations.
No vacations.
Okay.
Here comes five.
Odd hours.
Okay, no hours. I understand what you mean. So schedule conflicts. Nope. And number six.
Okay, we'll go with lack of dinner date.
Nope. Call me back. Okay, bye. All right, think about it. Yeah, it's much more basic than any of that. And it's just insane, I think. Now, of course, maybe if you're one of the 20%, you'll say, that's not insane, that drives me crazy. But no, come on. Just come on. Why would this be a major source of stress? See, I don't even understand why it would be a stress producer. But then again, when you hear the answer, if you do, then you might say, oh, well, that's obvious. We'll see. We'll get to Rick in Northern California. We got room for you, too. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
Ring, ring, telephone rings. Somebody says, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. No use fighting about the things we can't recall. It don't matter now at all. Just come on home. Maybe we'll laugh and sing. We'll make love. Let the telephone ring. Baby, come on in. Got James Taylor on the stereo. Glad that you come around. I've been feeling down, talking to Tony and Mario.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. First name is ended with an L. Yeah, I think it's my favorite version of that song, actually. And probably the only version I like, now that I think about it. Cimarron had the hit. I don't want to hear it. This was in 1971 on Elektra. And this artist, very well known. Lots of hits. This wasn't one of them. Known for his guitar work more than anything else. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Now, Wally in Long Grove. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've got a couple quick guesses on the 20%.
Okay, good.
How about loading or unloading the dishwasher?
No.
How about folding laundry?
No.
about like brand of toothpaste or something related to oral hygiene?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I've got.
And they're all wonderful guesses. You're going to hate this answer when you hear it. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Great so, job. Good deal. So, yeah, those are wonderful guesses. They're just not right. Well, you know, they all make sense, really. This one doesn't. Mary in Midway. What's up, Mary?
Oh, hi there, Riley. Oh, I'm doing this completely backwards. I mean, I'm not doing it because I know any of the trivia. In fact, I'm never good at that. In fact, the word dearth. You stumped me, and then I'm like, oh, that means she does need calls.
Yes.
I thought that might be opposite. So I heard a trivia question, and you could never really use it because I imagine people could look it up, but I thought of you. It was on a popular talk show, and I thought, well, this will probably be insultingly easy for you.
Maybe not
only with that head of yours. Yeah, but I don't know. Plus, it is in your wheelhouse. So the question was, what was the first commercial? And this goes way back when, you know, television was just invented big time. They were having the show, one or two shows, but then finally somebody, oh, we'll put on a commercial or any, whatever they call it back then. What was the first commercial ever put on television?
Oh, television, not radio. Okay.
Television.
Commercial. So this
yes,
would
it was a product.
And was it national? Let me ask you that.
Oh, well, I heard it in Chicago. Oh, no, it didn't say. But I'll give you a hint.
Say what?
I don't know if it was national. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
You lived in this place. But this isn't a very good hint. I'm almost kidding.
I lived in this place.
You lived in this place way back with your dad when you were young. Oh God, you're gonna.
No, no,
me.
They don't. They don't have commercials for La Paz, Bolivia. They just don't.
Did you just say what you just said?
They don't have commercials for La Paz, Bolivia.
But that is the answer, more or less.
No, no, no.
I'm pronouncing it wrong.
You're talking about Bulova, the watch company.
Thank you. I figured you were too.
No.
But that was what the guy said was the first commercial ever.
Yeah, Bulova, right. And, you know, I'll tell you something. They used to have to read it. And it was a classic blooper because when it ran around holiday time, the copy said on it, it had instructions. And the announcer nationally actually said, on Christmas, say Merry Christmas. On New Year's, say Happy New Year's. Bulova watch time. And of course, he wasn't supposed to read the instructions, but they did.
Oh, that's like when Joe Biden walked in the room and I'm sure he had a bug in his ear because what came out of his mouth?
You're right.
Salute Marines.
You're right. You're right. Exactly. It was it was precisely white. And of course, it was an entire play, Enter Laughing.
So you knew that, huh?
For Bulova, yeah.
That was the answer.
Bulova.
Oh, I guess Tide or detergent or soap or something.
Bulova was a big early sponsor. Bulova watch time.
Oh, it rang a bell, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know if it was. Is that a Timex product? Or
and they also were first radio, which is why I would do it. And the way they would do it would be, at the tone, it's 8 o'clock, Bulova watch time. And that's the way that would be. So they were.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see, yeah, they you know, because remember, all radio stations used to have that time tone right at the top of the hour.
That's right. They got the time in plus the product in.
Right, right. And that's exactly what they would do. Of course, few stations do that now because they have people like me who can't tell time. But you know, back when they used to have to like meet network commitments, it would
Are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No,
I'll let you.
No, that's fine. I'm not at all, believe me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought you had to get going, but I thought that was fun. But,
I can't
do any of your trivia. But, all right, one of these days I'm going to spunk you, Riley.
Well, it probably wouldn't be hard. Now, if we want to talk about who Bulova was, he was a Czech immigrant. And he was only... he was 23 years old when he founded Bulova.
Oh, man, am I a slug.
No, no, you're not a slug. I mean, it was interesting, again, because anybody in radio remembers having to read that. It's, 9 o'clock, full of a watch time.
Yeah, but it sure brings back memories. I guess that was the 50s.
Yeah. So, they were doing it in the 26 in radio, and they were doing it by the late 40s in television, back when it was the Dumont Network and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, Raleigh, when you were off that week, I was having Raleigh withdrawal.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I didn't want to be off, but there was no help in that one.
I know. Well, you are entitled, but yeah. Like,
yeah, well.
No, I wasn't even being nice. I was just being selfish.
Oh, like, no, that's, all right. That's still
well,
nice.
Keep
I appreciate
on,
it.
On,
okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Okay, bye, Mark. Yeah, that's very nice. I was sort of disappointed that since I was taking a whole week off that I wasn't well enough to enjoy the week. It's like there was just no way. And thanks for bearing with me the last couple of weeks or so because I was still not doing well. I'm not doing well now, but at least without fever, hopefully I'm, you know, at least entertaining to listen to. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of that. And we will get to Rick in Northern California. Oh, Val Shively on TV. Yeah, the Smithsonian has discovered Val, and I have great hopes for that. I hope so. Gail in Roscoe, Illinois, we're going to get more guesses on this. So 20% of spouses, 20% say that this is a major source of stress in their marriages. And I guess by 20% of spouses, it would be men and women alike. And I just can't imagine it. It has nothing to do with household chores. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with sex, you know, or schedules or things like that. No, it's just what could be so upsetting? Now, by the way, maybe you are somebody who battles this in your marriage and you're going to say, what do you mean? What could be so upsetting about this? It's just terrible. Well, maybe, but I can't figure it out, which goes for so much in life, doesn't it? Another half hour trivia coming up. I can figure that out on WGN Radio.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby.
I'm Raleigh James. We got another half hour left here of Monday Night Trivia. This is an easy bumper. That should be an absolute gift. 888-876-5593. 5 weeks at number one in 1955. It was on Checker. You should know. All right, and we've got our question. You know, I took the time during the news update to find out if there was anything online about our problem here. Yes, 20% of spouses saying this is a major source of stress in their marriage. And well, I came across something that said a hilarious video has come out about this, about a husband getting a hard time about it from a wife. And apparently it went viral on social media. And quite the argument. And so it is that I don't know that I can give you a clue other than that. But at least, they're complaining about it. And there you have it. Now, what is it? 888-876-5593. Gail and Roscoe, what do you think?
Well, I originally told the gentleman that answered the phone that I thought it was working. Coming home, eating, having a beer, and falling asleep on the couch.
Mm.
But the more I thought about it, I think I was wrong. I think it's snoring.
Oh, well, both are good answers. Neither are right, but they're both swell answers.
Darn.
Yeah, well, thanks for trying.
Not a problem. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks.
I hope you keep on the mend.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Gail.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we have Rick, and Rick is in Northern California. All right. So been a while. How's it going, Rick?
Yeah, you thought you lost me, didn't you?
No, no,
you
know, we couldn't
find you.
Yeah, right. We don't want to lose you. So now, so tell me about Val being on TV.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, you know, this came by accident tonight because I recently switched my application. I always had that silly Inquirer app on my phone just to see what's going on there and so forth. They're on baseball. Well, apparently I said, you know, they started charging me $3.99 and I said, forget it. I don't want to read the crap that's on there except for ball games, things like that. So I went and got a TV station, which was, of course, your Action News. And all of a sudden, I'm going through the features to see who got shot, what area, and so forth. And then all of a sudden, they have a feature of a record store. And there it was, Val Shively. And it was funny. I mean, they have him in there. He's been there like, you know, itself. You know, it's a disaster in here. And they show that famous sign, if you don't have any money, if you're, you know, get
out. If you don't know, if you don't know what you want, yeah.
Yeah. Right, that sign. And he said that's a great marketing tool. That's what brings people in.
Yeah, right.
Even though he'll still kick him out.
Yes.
And and also, he would also, I mean, there also was an article, too, and I lost this. I read it, and once you get rid of it off of Google, it may be hard to get back on. I mean, you just have to look that up. And they did another one similar to where he would bring in people up to his house and show him his own personal record collection.
Yeah.
But that's the title. He paid something like a couple of records, $16,000
for
a 45.
Right. That was the interview with the Smithsonian guy.
Okay. That's what I read then. Yeah. Sure. All right. That's recent to me. I don't know. I just
saw
that and that's awesome there. So that's what I saw on Val. So he was featured tonight on Channel 6 Action News. And, you know, with the changing world these days, you think he'd be gone already, but he says he sells enough records just to keep the store open.
Yeah, well, that's probably not 100% true, but he'd never close that store. You know, it gives him something to do every day and somewhere to go. And
it's something, yeah.
Yeah, he just lives for it. I loved his line. It's not it's a landfill, not a record shop. And, yeah.
He said that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's just unbelievable. Three floors and the disarray is just terrible. He allows me to roam the three floors, which is nice, but I've probably told this story before. It was 1999 and all of a sudden I just had this problem with a toe and I started limping, and it was about 2 months that I just thought, oh God, I'm going to have to go to a podiatrist. This is really bad. Well, it turned out I'd been wearing sandals and I bumped into one of his shelves and I got a hunk of wood in my, it was a hunk of wood in my toe from Val Shively, you know. So and I thought to myself, it was worth it, you know.
You know, today, I mean, if I was back there in the 70s and 80s, you would have had to pry me out to get out with a crowbar to get out of someplace like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the, today, I mean, I'd look, skim through a few boxes if he let me and go through the labels and, you know, okay, I've seen this, I remember that. Okay, it's not worth my lower back. Thanks for the memory, and I'm out.
Yeah. Well, see, for me, with Val, what it is I want to take, you know, those shelves and shelves of records and be listening to each one, because I know that, like, one out of 200, I'm just going to love, and I'll never know what it is till I hear it.
They're so rare now.
I know.
I think the one that he had, $16,000. I think there's only three in existence in the whole world.
Well, that's why it's $16,000. That's always the way.
Sure.
You know. You know, right. like anything else, you'll never find a $16,000 hit record because there were too many copies.
No, I could get that off of YouTube. I mean, the minute he puts that online, whatever that record is, that value will come right down because people will just be happy with the, you know, the EMT or the whatever those things are, FMT, digital versions of them, you know what I'm saying, that people are trying to make a currency out of.
The biggest one ever was actually a Northern Soul record that someone paid £34,000 for, and that was Frank Wilson, "Do I Love You." And it's funny because John was going through my 45s once. He's, "Oh my God, you've got it!" I said, "You can't possibly believe that's real. I've got it, but that's, you know, somebody's boot of it." And the deal was that Berry Gordy had asked him after he released it, you know, would you rather be a writer or an artist? And he said, I'd rather write. And so Berry recalled all the records, and there were only a handful left. And for whatever reason, it took off in Northern Soul. And when Frank Wilson was over there performing, he looked at the audience. I've mentioned this too before. And one of my all-time favorite lines when he said, you people are obsessed with failure. And I thought, yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, you know, I believe that's now, and it wasn't a CD compilation, I think, that Berry Gordy did put out. That Frank Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I might have it out right now.
Yeah, Frank
and
Wilson.
And right there just takes the value out of that.
Right.
Once you do that.
Well, no, it's Frank Wilson, not J. Frank Wilson. J. Frank Wilson's another guy. He was
in
Texas. But,
right, not the Cavalier. Not the last
Kiss
guy.
Obviously. But no, it doesn't. See, that's the interesting thing. The people who are buying these, they want it on the original label, period. They don't care they don't care that it can come out on CD or that it comes out on a reissue label like an Eric or Lost Night or Collectibles. They have to have the original label.
I was that way too, even with the hits that were out before I was collecting this stuff. I didn't want this back-to-back jobs or
Oldie
45s or Columbia Hall of Fame. No, I wanted the original. So yes, I paid $4 or $5 more because I want the authentic. But you know, I think we had a discussion on once before that type of crowd that wants the original versions of these labels, they're dying out.
Oh yeah, they're dead.
A lot of them are going up now because they're dead or they're at an old age home and they can't take it with you when you're going to be gone.
That no, you're 100% right. And Val and I talk about this often because that's the bulk of his business is in the grave.
And these kids today, man, I mean, like I said, I think I mentioned to you, they're not going to pay for cable. They're not even going to buy a car. They're just going to stay in their mom's basement. And they're going to be happy.
Well,
they're going to own anything and be happy. So, oh, by the way, the song Rings there's four versions of that. Now, of course, Samarin, and I think the version I couldn't identify, don't tell me yet, but Lobo had a version.
No, yeah, that's not it.
There's a Reuben Howell who was a failed, speaking about Motown artist, he was a quick come and go failed Motown artist. He had a version of that. And then I'm trying to think it was a British group or it was a group that did another version of that Samarin record.
Cimarron.
That's where I lost. Stumbled on that.
It's Cimarron. And that was a Memphis group. And Eddie Reeves wrote that. And I guess Alex Harvey was the guy who got that too. But I'm trying to think who else did it other than my guy, that version I liked. You know, Eddie Reeves tried to get Mac Davis to do it, but he didn't. And Cimarron.
He would have probably done a good version on that too.
Yeah.
You know, I think he would have done a good country version. And I was just thinking, I said, what? I know I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah, well,
I don't know who the artist is.
Well, I'll tell you because no one's going to get it. It was Lonnie Mack.
Oh, okay. All right. Memphis guy. All right.
Yeah.
The instrumental.
Yeah.
Right, I would have lost. I would have not guessed it. That was completely out of so far. Oh, I wanted to answer, you know, there was one guy you had earlier on there that asked, is there any more all-night DJs on the radio?
Yeah, talk guys, yeah.
Well, first of all, George Norrie. No,
no. And that's not local. I wish it was local. Not where I am, wherever it is.
I know.
But no.
I believe our local classic rock station, we have a station called The River, has a local all-night guy on there. I also believe there might be, and I can't think of at the top of my mind, but most likely, if there's going to be an all-night jock on there, it's going to be a classic rock.
No, we're not talking. Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're only talking about the talk folks.
Oh, the talk.
Yeah, AM talk folks. Even the guys who played records like Joe Donovan on WHAS would qualify. But, you know, all those giant AM sticks, is there anybody left?
No, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't put my money on that. No, I don't think so, because it wouldn't even pay to do something like that, because they won't even put a 7 to midnight guy or
I know. As far as Rings, you know, Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers had a version. So did Twiggy believe it or not, and Dr. Hook, and there were others, but yeah,
Dr. Hook. Well, he would have had a good version. That would have sounded nice.
Yeah, well, it's on there. They released it in England as a single. I don't think it was a single here, but they released it in England as a single.
You know what's scary, Raleigh, when you mentioned classic rock? And I was just thinking about, you know, today's audience in most of the formats that still do whatever is left in terrestrial radio is the classic rockers that are and the sports stations that seem to do very well in the ratings. And the reason it kind of takes you back to the 70s, 80s, around the mid to late 80s was the top. Overall, I would say music stations that were always steady in ratings was the elevator music stations. And you think about that crowd, today is your classic rock crowd that has replaced them, that radio depends. Can you imagine that? Mm. Where, you know, that type of audience would have yelled at you and turned that effing stuff off, and all of a sudden, now I see a guy that could resemble an uncle of mine with an AC/DC shirt on, and you know what?
No, I do know. I have friends who do record hops at senior places, and it's amazing what they want to hear today. But you can expect that, of course. And sure, easy listening. That was the first number one FM stations in America. Two of them actually in 1970 to top the ratings for their market. Both of them were Schulke stations. So of course.
Mm-hmm. Right, and those things, they were money makers, except they blew them up just like they did with the oldies,
well,
because the audience was aging out.
Well, that's
the late 80s.
That's absolutely right. And yeah, that's 100% right. Just like Music of What's Left of Your Life was big there for a minute, and they ultimately went away. So sure, when you realize that the advertiser doesn't want anybody over 54, and someone 54 today doesn't remember that the 60s existed, that tells you all you need to know. So yeah, well, I gotta go pay bills. Call me again soon.
We will.
Okay, thanks, appreciate it.
You're still on, and
me
talk
too.
To you later.
I hope so. Thanks, Rick. All right, so we'll get to Jimmy, we'll get to James, we'll get to you, but right now we'll get to this on WGN Radio.
To play with, let me be the fool you choose. If you've got a fool to play with, whoa, then let me be the fool you choose. Whoa, then let me be the fool you choose. At least I'll know your love for a moment. Have the chance to thrill to your kiss. Think of all the fools who'll ever have this chance. I'll be the one who knows what they miss. I'll be the one who will know what they miss.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, so Bumper Stumpers A to Z, that'll be our last one. And it was on Chess in 1961. Who is he? All right, that's a hard one. But an easy one earlier, and John says, make sure you apologize to Scotty. I accidentally hung up on him. All right, well, we'll add to your stash nonetheless, because you knew Jimmy on the south side knows as well. Welcome to WGN Radio, Jimmy.
Hey, Riley, how you doing? Jimmy P from the south side. Hey, was that Little Walter singing My Babe?
Of course it was. Absolutely
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, listen, you've been talking about the Orchids last Thursday.
Yeah.
You got to play Newlywed.
Okay.
You got to play Newlywed. You got to play the other side of Earth Angel by the Penguins. You got to play Hey Senorita.
Oh yeah, no, know that well as well. That was originally Esa Chiquita when they were in high school.
Was it? And then the one more, the other side of Dua by the Spaniels. You got to play Don't You Go.
Oh yeah, sure.
And tell Scotty I enjoy listening to him. He's got the doo-wop style pet.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, Jimmy, we'll get all them on for you. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate
it. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Yeah, so, right, yeah, when the Penguins were in high school, they were singing it as Esa Chiquita, and someone said, you can't do that. And so, Hey Senorita, and that was going to be the A side. Yeah, well, fortunately for them, it turned out not to be. So, Jimmy knows his little Walter. All right, so James on the South Side is going to take another half a dozen guesses on our question, which is a survey taken in the late 1990s. 20% of spouses saying this is a major source of stress in their marriage. What?
Okay, picking their nose.
No.
Okay, toilet seat, leave it up or down.
No.
I was going to say, unpleasant smell.
No.
Talking about one's cooking.
No.
Choice of music.
No. One more here. Big six.
Okay. I'm going to say talking too loud.
No.
Or snoring.
No. And like I say, there's a video on the on social media and stuff of some woman going crazy on her husband for this. Obviously, she considers it a real serious transgression, and so maybe it is 20% of all marriages are endangered because of this. We'll hold it over till next week. I'm trying to think of a good clue for you.
It can't be like driving or parking.
No. No,
remember
no.
Now they talk. Some people like to talk about the other ones' driving habits. We will leave it at that.
Yeah, right. No, well, driving habits are interesting. I could see that depending on who the driver is being a big percentage of problems. But no, I think we'll narrow it down by saying that it would involve use of time.
That's going to give it away a little bit.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, because I got a lot more questions. We'll hold this over till next week, and that's your clue. It'll involve use of time, but 20% of spouses say this is a major source of stress in their marriage, and it has to do with time. So think about it, and we'll talk about it next Monday night.
Okay. Right. Glad you're feeling better.
Thanks. Appreciate it, James. All right. So the bumpers will all be up on Raleigh.net and after the show. I do that, in case you were wondering. But we played the Limelighters and Little Willie John and the Love Vets and Little Joe and the Thriller and Little Willie G and Liz Lanz. Thought you'd get that, but no. Lost Generation, Love Committee, Lula Reed, Lonnie Mack, and Lucky Clark. Yes, plus Little Walter. So that's what we played for the L. So I think we've got plenty of L's left, but we'll move on to M's for next week. I'm Raleigh James. That's a wrap. It's WGN Radio.